Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Here are your hosts, Richard Too Tall Tackett, Brian Super Duty Margetts, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Eric Parks is Parts Rakers, and Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. We're glad to have you with us.
Happy Veterans Day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
God bless America. It's radio and you can't see us, but I promise you the Heavy Metal Gang was not kneeling for that musical celebration of the greatest country on earth. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms, and we're broadcasting live from Big Number 1 Duval Ford on Cassett Avenue, brought to you by General Truck. I'm joined in the showroom by Richard Too Tall Tackett.
Can you believe it?
That's your new theme song. And Eric Parts is Parts Rakers.
Those nuggets some hamburger places serve are actually processed chicken.
Excuse me, but what was that in there?
It's chicken.
Chicken.
Processed.
Processed?
That's like when they take a lot of chickens and assemble the respective parts.
What parts?
What parts?
Different parts.
Parts is parts.
Good morning, everybody. This is the first time.
You look processed this morning.
I do. I tell you what, this is the first time I've actually been on the radio show and working at the same time.
Yeah, you look like you're working.
Thank you.
In the booth today, Matt the Mayor LeVay. We call him that because he looks like a youthful composite of Jacksonville's last four mayors. This is the first time we haven't been in the station with him, so we're operating from afar here. Visit our website at DuvalFord.com, and please like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DuvalFord. If you have a question, want to make a comment, or want to be a part of the show, or just want to be heard on the radio, or want to hear yourself on the radio, give us a call at 641-1010. Again, the number is 641-1010.
That's why I do it.
At the bottom of the hour, Magic Mike Burdock is going to join us live and get us up to speed on all the great deals and all the great things happening today at Big Number 1 Duval Ford. The annual Jacksonville Walk to Defeat ALS is now only 21 weeks away. We've been counting that down since 52. It'll be here before you know it. And as we talk about every week, ALS is not a weekend event. Research for this dread disease is one of the most underfunded in the world, and we need your help to defeat it. So please, help if you can. Donate, volunteer, pledge for next year's walk, and here's how you do that. The ALS website is web.alsa.org/Jacksonville. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/ALS Florida. You can register for the walk at either address, and please make a donation if you can. Today's Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by General Truck, your source for truck bodies, trailers, and truck equipment. In absentia, take it away, Big Wheel.
Hey, Big Wheel here. And this segment is brought to you by the wonderful folks at General Truck Equipment and Trailer Sales. You know, I'm called Big Wheel for my love of trucks, tractors, and my guy, Jim Porter, helps me build the most demanding service, van, reefer, flatbeds, and engineer some of the big builds for government. And you know government, lowest price always gets the business. So for all your trucking builds, upfitting, tractor, collision, give Jim Porter a call at 904-389-5541 and visit him at generaltruckequipment.com and tell him Big Wheel sent you.
Thanks, Bob, and thank you, General Truck. That's generaltruckequipment.com. Well, Matt the Mayor, production engineer and sideline reporter extraordinaire, will now give us an update and some of the playoff highlights from last night. Matt, take it away.
Yeah, Bruce, another exciting night of playoff football finally along the First Coast. And we'll start out with Trinity and Bowles, a very familiar matchup between these two teams. They squared off earlier in the regular season, with Bowles ultimately winning because of a disqualification. It will turn out to be a game for the ages, guys, as Trinity pulls it out 24-21 in triple overtime. The Conquerors continue their quest for a fifth state championship. Meanwhile, Ponte Vedra visiting Tallahassee to face powerhouse Godby High School. Godby would remain in control throughout most of the game and take it 28-18 over the Sharks of Ponte Vedra. Meanwhile, Clay visiting Hernando last night. Very close game down the stretch, but the Clay Blue Devils would pull it out in the end, 41-37. Meanwhile, Bruce's alma mater, Lee, would host Fleming Island last night. Another tight game, but unfortunately, Bruce, Fleming Island would ultimately win 31-26 over your Lee Generals. And some other notable scores around the area. Rains with a dominating 43-0 victory over North Bay Haven. Wakula would take it 26-0 over Rebalt. And West Nassau, 35-7 over Mariana. While Bartram Trail coasts 56-14 over Claremont. Guys?
We've got a brand new segment in our show that we're going to start doing every week. We want to salute the Duval Ford Scholar Athlete of the Week.
Yeah.
It's in our partnership with In the Game Sports and In the Game Sports Network, InTheGameSports.com. We'll talk about them also at the bottom of the hour. But this week's scholar athlete is Paige Johnson, who is a volleyball superstar at Ponte Vedra High School. Let's let her tell you about herself. Roll tape, Matt.
My name is Paige Johnson. I play volleyball for Ponte Vedra High School. I actually had to make a decision between softball and volleyball in eighth grade, and volleyball is just more fun and it's more high energy, and I just love it. I think others would say that I'm a leader, but I like to lead by example more than lead by being loud, and so you won't see me screaming on the court a lot. This year, my high school team, we work pretty well together. There's not very many seniors, so the underclassmen really have a good relationship with the upperclassmen, and it's just a really good cohesive group of people. I've only had one game, so I think I had 12 kills in the first game, which isn't bad, but I'm playing all the way, all six rotations, so I'm hoping I'll get good kills and lots of digs. Definitely my strength is hitting. I am an outside hitter, but I can also play right side, so I'm more of like a versatile player, and I play back row, but serve receive is definitely one of my weaknesses, and I work on that all the time, like lessons every week, just working on serve receive. I love my coach. She is also my club coach last year, and so I'm going on like a year and a half with Coach Robin, and she's just very supportive. She has just told me to like keep working hard, and just like the little things of like volleyball technique, and she's really good with helping me with my front row attack. I am hoping to play D1 in college. The recruiting process is going on right now, so September 1st coaches will be able to email me, like contact me directly, and so then I'll kind of know what more I'm looking at. But last summer I went to 5 college camps, Harvard, Dartmouth, Virginia, Columbia, and Tufts. So I'm looking high academic, something maybe Ivy League, and we'll see you soon. I'm definitely a math and a science person, so I'm thinking something finance right now, but we'll see whatever I decide to major in college. My mom really helps me out with the recruiting process, and she's just always there for anything I need. My name is Paige Johnson. I play volleyball for Ponte Vedra High School, and I'm living to be in the game.
Thank you, Paige Johnson, and check it out on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/DuvalFort, and you can see her in person saying the same thing all over again. We're going to take a little break. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour has been brought to you by General Truck, your source for truck bodies, trailers, and truck equipment. Visit them at generaltruckequipment.com. Stay with us. We're going to talk a little bit about what Veterans Day is all about when we come back. Stay tuned.
G
Jags beat writer Hayes Carline takes you behind enemy lines.
Behind enemy lines.
As he travels with the team to bring back insights and interviews. Behind Enemy Lines is brought to you by Riverside Pain Physicians on 1010XL.
The all-new Duval Ford is now open. Same address, 1616 Cassett Avenue, just a lot bigger and better. We designed it just for you with over 83,000 square feet of air-conditioned comfort and over 5.5 acres of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs out front. That's over 700 vehicles to choose from. The all-new, brand-new, big number one Duval Ford. Bigger, better, and here for you. What are you waiting for? DuvalFord.com.
Rick Ballew for the Blue Crab Crab House. You know, folks, it's not only about the seafood, which is the best in Jacksonville. How about pasta, chicken, burgers as well, oysters by the tray, or steamed on the half shell? Out of this world, of course, the best place to go for crabs, the Blue Crab Crab House. Sausage and shrimp gumbo, unlike anything you'll find anywhere else in town. It is the Blue Crab Crab House, open at 4:30 daily, except for Monday. Julington Creek Road, the Blue Crab Crab House, 260 Crab.
What if we told you there's a quick, easy way to get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses? And even better, what if it could cost as little as $250? Well, it's all true, all thanks to LASIK Plus. Now, for a limited time only, LASIK Plus can help fix your vision for only $250 per eye. With over 1.5 million procedures performed, LASIK Plus will recommend the best treatment for your nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism for our lowest price ever, $250. Check out our reviews online and see for yourself what real patients are saying about LASIK Plus. To schedule your LASIK vision exam, call us at 844-337-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. That's 844-337-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. LASIK Plus, you won't believe your eyes or our amazing $250 LASIK special. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
The flagship station of the Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hello, I'm Chuck Farah. We all know that texting and driving is a problem, especially with our young drivers. But what about hands-free devices? You've seen the commercials with drivers talking to their infotainment systems, selecting music, or getting directions to local restaurants. Well, I've got some bad news. Research reveals that after making a voice command, a driver continues to be distracted for up to 27 seconds. Your brain doesn't switch off like a computer. You may have your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, but after making a verbal command, your mind is somewhere else for nearly half a minute. At 70 miles an hour, that's over half a mile. And guess who uses these voice command systems the most? Not kids. It's the over 30 crowd. Technology is cool, but maybe it's moving a little too fast. So be aware and be safe. I'm Chuck Farah, and if you've been hurt in a car accident, call Farah and Farah at 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Visit a Mattress Firm store near you this weekend and shop our 72-hour sale. This Friday through Sunday only, get special Veterans Day savings, including 25% off your entire purchase when you show a valid military ID. And with Mattress Firm's 120-night low-price guarantee, you'll sleep even better all holiday season long, knowing you got an amazing new mattress at the very lowest price. Mattress Firm's 120-night low-price guarantee is our assurance to you that you not only get the best value, but that we'll beat any price on a comparable mattress for up to 120 nights, even if you bought the mattress from us. So make your holidays joyous and restful. Don't miss our 72-hour sale with Veterans Day savings this Friday through Sunday, only at Mattress Firm.
For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/circulars. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Newsmakers, playmakers, and insiders from around the NFL join Jaguars Today. And when they do, they appear on the Roland Reich Plumbing Hot Seat. Hot Seat. Listen to Mike and Tony every day for the latest scoops from Jacksonville and beyond. This is the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Heavy Metal Hour, everybody. Today is Veterans Day, and we're celebrating. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck, and this portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by Safari Truck of Jacksonville. Safari specializes in the application of Line-X protective coating for truck bed liners. They take great pride in their personal customer service and wide range of spray jobs. Their standard Line-X spray on bed liners are lab tested and lifetime guaranteed to protect your truck bed from almost anything you can throw at it. Here's how it works. Line-X permanently bonds to your truck bed with a factory-like finish that follows every angle and curve to preserve precious cargo space while creating a watertight seal. So, there are no air gaps, no drill holes to give water a place to hide, and rust a chance to take hold. So, protect your investment with the toughest bed liner on the planet. Call Safari today and request a quote, or check them out on the web at safaritruckofjacksonville.com. And don't hesitate to call our friend Eric with any off-the-wall spray job, or on the wall, as Bob would say if he were here. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, an armistice between Germany and the Allied nations came into effect. On November 11th, 1919, Armistice Day was commemorated for the first time. In 1919, President Wilson proclaimed the day should be, and I quote, filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory. Well, in 1926, the United States Congress agreed with him and officially recognized the end of World War I. Fortunately, they didn't have to fight for another 8 years and declared that the anniversary of the armistice should be commemorated with prayer and thanksgiving. The Congress also requested that the president should, and I quote again, issue a proclamation calling upon the officials to display the flag of the United States on all government buildings on November 11th, and inviting the people of the United States to observe the day in schools and churches or other suitable places with appropriate ceremonies of friendly relationships with all peoples. An act was approved on May 13th, 1938, which made November 11th in each year a legal holiday known as
president?
Armistice
and
Day.
Who was the president in 1938?
Is that a trivia question?
Yeah.
FDR. I'm the wizard. Don't ask me questions. If I don't answer it, it's going to become a trivia question, and we'll let somebody call in and tell us what it is.
Just making sure you're sharp. And I had to say something.
Please keep talking. Armistice Day was originally intended to honor veterans of World War I, but a few years later, and after an advocate, a veteran of World War II, started making a bunch of smoke about it. World War II required the largest mobilization of servicemen in the history of the United States, and American forces fought in Korea after that. So in 1954, the veteran service organizations urged Congress to change the word from armistice to veterans. Congress approved this change, and on June 1st, 1954, November 11th, became a day to honor all American veterans wherever and whenever they had served. Difference in this and Memorial Day. Memorial Day is dedicated to the veterans who died in the service of their country.
Right.
Today's also my dad's birthday. God rest his soul. I want to say happy birthday to Pete. What you've learned when we talk about the history of these great American holidays is that they're always evolving. It's never like we just have an event, except for maybe July 4th. And I bet if we look at the history of that, there have been changes in how that's been celebrated. But there's always an evolution in our holidays. They change. Veterans Day, for example, let's see, in 1968, the Uniforms Holiday Bill, which is Public Law 90-363, Statute 82-250,
let me write that down,
made an attempt to move Veterans Day to the fourth Monday of October. Who was the president then?
Don't know. On the fourth, Trump.
Well, you know, the bill took effect in 1971. However, this caused a lot of confusion. And many states disagreed with this decision, just like many states disagree with the decision to use daylight stupid time or Eastern stupid time, which we talked about last week. So anyhow, in 1975, President...
I don't know.
Gerald Ford signed Public Law 94-97.
I actually remember that.
Statute 479.
I was in the first grade.
I was only in the third.
I wasn't
which stated of. That Veterans Day would again be observed on November 11th. And from 1978 onward, Veterans Day is celebrated today.
Very good, Wiz.
We have a lot of veterans on our staff.
So the wizard creator was born on November 11th.
1974.
The wizard creator.
My wife slaps me around every time I talk about my age, so I'm not talking.
I wasn't talking about you.
I'm not talking about my dad.
Yeah, the wizard creator.
The wizard creator.
I mean, did you just not get that? It went right over your head.
It did.
So there's an origin to this.
My father had no idea what he was doing.
That's a fact.
But he accepted full responsibility for it. He sent me to Florida State when he was the biggest Florida fan in the history of Gator fans. He unfortunately died the year before Steve Spurrier won the first SEC championship for University of Florida. Hmm. So I feel bad for him for that. So
I'm just sitting here internally laughing because your dad probably told you you can go to Florida State when it was a female school, hoping you wouldn't go. And you did anyhow.
Actually, it was it reminds me of some of my current associates. He sent me there because it was cheaper.
I should have followed your dad's lead. Roll Tide.
Actually, I applied to both schools. I was it didn't really matter to me where I went. I applied to Florida, and now you applied to Florida too, right?
That's a fact.
And you were turned down because they had a height restriction.
They had many restrictions, all of which I didn't meet.
No, that is a story. It's amazing that Florida would turn you down. Alabama would accept you. Of course, there's a higher premium. Maybe that's why.
Yeah,
and then you went on to be a fantastic
I was a
member of the Million Dollar Band.
Yeah, I was a good student. I was scared to death. I didn't want to fail, so I did well. The opposite of that.
So how many years did you play in the band?
I was a roadie the first year because I didn't make summer band camp, and I did it for 1 year after my sophomore year. I got engaged my sophomore year to Michelle and pretty much lost interest in that. I was in the fraternity, too, during that time. So the story goes, I only made 3 C's in college, and all 3 of them came in the same semester. And my dad asked me, I was coming off of a 3.9 GPA freshman year, and he asked me, he says, what in the world happened? And I didn't want to give up. I didn't want to tell him the truth. I didn't want to give up the fraternity. So I said, well, we practice a lot in band. And the truth was, it was the girlfriend that I was at her house every day. And, you know, I didn't have the, I don't know why I didn't say, well, it was the girlfriend, because she dumped me anyways in December. And I got engaged later that year to Michelle, which is interesting. So come off of one and jump right into another relationship and not looking to do anything. We've been together ever since, 1989.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your scholastics over there, parts as parts?
My scholastics?
Yeah. Did you ever make a C?
Oh, yeah.
I never did. I made all D's.
Basically my entire high school career.
My dad would have celebrated if I'd made a C. Actually,
I made an A in band that particular semester. Band was actually an elective you took, and you got paid every game, and you got paid at the end of the semester, which is really cool.
I remember a 3.9 quarter that I had. And what was amazing is I carried 21 hours that quarter. My wife, Marcy, was working at the school in the administration building, and I was taking all kinds of classes, like the history of Rome. I was trying to pack all that stuff in so I could graduate a quarter early.
You
said because I had military service coming up. I was getting drafted.
Hmm.
So instead of getting drafted, I went down and joined so that I could choose which branch of the service I went into.
Hmm. Interesting. So.
I did go to college when I turned 27. I waited forever. I made a bet with my dad that if I got all A's, that he'd pay for school, and I did.
Hmm. Well, let's honor all the veterans working here at Duval Ford. Since we had this list last time, I've tried to update it, and I hope I don't leave anybody out, and I hope I don't mention anybody that maybe has moved on. But hello.
That was a big wind that just came in.
Big breeze.
Gush from the gods.
As you would imagine, we're heavy with Navy service members, as we had at one time three Navy bases here. We have 2 still. We do have a couple of Marines and a couple of Airmen. So with all the branch anthems playing in the background, we'll see how many of them we can get through, and we'll let's recognize these guys. David Moore, Gunnery Sergeant, U.S. Marine Corps. Mike Murdoch, our internet manager, was also in the Marine Corps, went through OCS. Bob O'Reilly, another heavy metal gang member, Petty Officer 3rd Class, U.S. Navy. Hank Carr, Petty Officer 3rd Class, U.S. Navy. Bryce Roderick, Petty Officer 2nd Class, U.S. Navy. Rafael Delgado, Petty Officer 1st Class, U.S. Navy. Juventino LeBron, Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy. Quite a few years, too.
Hmm.
As well as Jose Negron, Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy. Mike Brooks, Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy. Daniel White, Petty Officer, 3rd Class, U.S. Navy. Bruce the Wizard Arms, Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army. John Rodriguez, Specialist, U.S. Army. Becky McCormick, Specialist, U.S. Army.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Randy Curl, Specialist, U.S. Army. Randy Fox, U.S. Army. And James Richards, Specialist, Army and Navy. If you're listening to the show and you're in the building and I left anybody out, please come over to the table. We're right by the Model A. And let me know, and I'll give you a shout-out.
Did we get Bambi?
Yeah. Bambi Dar.
Bambi was in the Army.
I've got Bambi on here. Where is it? You know what? When I cut and paste those names, I left a couple off. Bambi Dar was in the Air Force.
Air Force.
And Harold...
His Air Force?
His U.S. Air Force. Retired. He had, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah, I just realized. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, it's really
Pronounce
amazing.
Harold's last name for me. Brandhuber.
Yes, that's it.
Brandhuber.
Sorry about that,
You've
Harold.
Only worked with him for, what, 5 years now?
Yeah.
What? Harold, thank you. He's wearing his Air Force hat today, as a matter of fact.
I show him the respect not to mispronounce it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm bad at that.
So.
What you got? This is the first time I've sat on the radio show with absolutely no material. I'm just following the wizard's lead. You've been doing quite a good job. I appreciate you keeping me on the opening credits.
Well, I'm done. Actually, no.
Is this the third? This is the third year we're doing this. But the first year, I don't remember doing the music and whatnot. I remember that last year.
We actually didn't do it last year at this time. We did it for Memorial Day. This is our fourth broadcast in the new facility. So we did two remotes here right after the store opened, and then you and I did Memorial Day together. Mm-hmm. And we really miss you.
We'll probably need to do the SEC Championship game as well from the store. Provided Alabama makes it to the championship.
I was going to say, you're going to be available for the show since sure. Alabama's not going to be there. Is that what you're predicting? Or?
I'm kind of that would that prediction.
That would be a national holiday if you had your way, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every Saturday would be. Come down to the holiday sale.
By the way, everybody, you know, I was mentioning this is our fourth broadcast from Big Number One Duval Ford at 1616 Cassett Avenue. This is the first time we've actually broadcast from a whole facility. Last time we broadcast, they were still in the
parking lot
construction yeah. phase out front. The new facility is about 600 feet off of Cassett Avenue.
Well, let's talk about that. It's funny how when I'm talking to people, they don't even know where Cassett Avenue is, and they're Jacksonville residents. You know, typically if you talk to anybody at the beach, they don't cross the intercoastal waterway. So for all those paying attention, Cassett Avenue is very easy to get to. Duval Ford is very easy to find. And you just go on 95 north to 10 west until you see the sign that says Cassett and head south on Cassett. We're a couple miles down on the right. And it's a gigantic facility. You won't miss it. And it's worth the drive by.
Or just ask your dad, Mr. Google. And
Google.
He'll be more than happy to give you the directions. But anyhow, the building is looking awesome. It's held up well. We've been here since March.
Let's talk about something else. How long does it take to get here from the beach?
20 minutes.
Mandarin.
On a good drive. Depends on the time of day, but it's probably 20 minutes also.
Yeah, about 20-25. San Marco.
Well, you just moved to Mandarin, so yeah. you can...
Yeah. 28 minutes from Fleming Island.
28 minutes?
Right up 70.
So, is that the low end? From San Marco, it was actually 10 minutes yeah. this morning, even though San Marco's closed and I had to do a detour.
And Arlington and all that area, you're about 15 minutes. So it's not as inconvenient as you think, and we're right across the bridge. Come on
and the reason for that, we're going to talk about when we come back after the break. We're going to have Magic Mike Murdoch give us a heads up and get us up to date on all the fantastic deals that are going on here at Big Number One Duval Ford. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
1010XL brings you Jacksonville's most play-by-play coverage.
Jaguars Chargers, Sunday at 1 at Everbank Field. Pre-game coverage starts at 8 a.m.
This is the Mangler. By now you've heard my commercial for Advanced Disposal on our need for CDL drivers. As a result, we've added some good drivers to our team. However, we still have some positions to fill. We're looking for CDL drivers in Northeast Florida, especially in Clay County, St. Johns County, and yes, Duval! Come be a starter on our team. Earn a solid wage and get full benefits. Head to our website, advancedisposal.com/careers, and get signed up today. That's advancedisposal.com/careers.
Equal opportunity employer.
Now, your 1010XL community calendar.
The Peter Bragan for Better Baseball Foundation presents the second annual celebration and award gala, November 14th at the Alhambra Dinner Theater. Go to peterbraganbbf.org.
Dreams Come True is the only local wish-granting organization giving dreams and special times to children battling life-threatening illnesses. Find out how you can help at dreamscometrue.org.
The Wolfson Children's Challenge, celebrating kids who receive care at Wolfson Children's Hospital, is coming January 27th. The event features a 55K ultra relay, ultra marathon, 30K, and a one-mile fun run. For more info, visit wolfsonchildrenschallenge.com.
Nearly half of all cancers can be prevented, mostly by making changes in your diet, controlling your weight, and of course, by not smoking. Visit preventablecancers.org.
If you're involved in a community event and you'd like us to help spread the word, find out how at 1010XL.com.
I'm Chip Parker from the law offices of Parker and Dufresne. Are you a small business owner? Has your business been affected by Hurricane Irma? If you own a business and have had a loss of revenue due to power, phone, and internet outages, or have experienced loss of inventory and damages due to flooding, call the law offices of Parker and Dufresne. Business bankruptcy, known as Chapter 11, may protect your assets and your business. For a free consultation, visit jackslawcenter.com or call 733-7766.
Get Global Diamond's unbeatable price plus an extra 20% off virtually everything.
Yes!
It's happening next weekend, November 17th through 19th. 3 days of spectacular store-wide savings. All rings, all earrings, all pendants, all bracelets, all on sale. This is the biggest sale of the year.
The one where they break all the rules.
And the selection is like double the norm.
With designers flying in their entire lines, all at special sale prices.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Lowest prices of the year, November 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Only at Global Diamond.
At the markets at Town Center.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Home of the Jacksonville Jaguars, 1010XL. 92.5 FM.
Baloo here for Remedy Staffing. If you're looking for a job full of part-time, it's as easy as going to RemedyStaffJax.com. Remember, business owners, if you need to hire, lean on Jacksonville's most trusted. Allow them to do all the work for you. Just go to RemedyStaffJax.com.
Frank Frangie here for Heritage Crossing Assisted Living Center. It's located on Art Museum Drive between Beach and Atlantic. My mother lives there and she absolutely loves it. The activities are terrific. The facility is clean. The facility is vibrant. The food is fantastic. But you know what's best? The way they treat my mom. If someone you care about needs an assisted living location, the place is Heritage Crossing. Call them at 399-8999 today.
From extra small to big and tall, Hardball Creative has it all. This football season, put your new jerseys on with a company logo and pick up some logoed miniature footballs, too.
Hardball Creative. Hardball does it all.
They're beautiful.
What?
They're smart.
What?
They're fun.
Woo!
And they know sports.
Whoa.
Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products.
Tuesday nights at 7
on 1010XL.
Anchors away.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. We are live broadcasting today from the showroom at Big Number 1 Duval Ford, 1616 Cassett Avenue. And if you were listening before the break, you know how easy it is to get there. And again, talk to your dad, Mr. Google, if you don't know where it is.
I bet the people in the showroom listening don't know that we do this every week and how long we've been doing it. So rattle that off.
We do this every week, everybody. Every week. Not here. Here we are. See us? We're live.
Everybody. It's crazy. Pandemonium.
Wow. Pandemonium. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by General Truck, and this segment is brought to you by In the Game Sports Network. I'm holding one of Mark Stike's fantastic In the Game magazines, and these guys are the epitome of high school athletics. They really celebrate high school athletics, not just in North Florida, but in all of South Georgia. Started in Valdosta, which is the a real hotbed of high school football. They have a TV show on Saturday afternoons at 3:30 on Channel 4. It's all fresh material, just like the Heavy Metal Hour every week. They don't do any reruns, so check them out. Go on the web, inthegamesports.com, and check their website out.
I'm going to have to give a little shout-out to my fraternity brother, Andy Buffkin's son. He's a high school athlete quarterback, but he's up in Virginia, and they just won their playoff game last night. And he posts the quarterback moves, and he won it on a little sneak for 6 yards and into the game. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, Will Buffkin.
Well, everybody, this is going to be a rude awakening for some people that don't know we're actually sitting in the showroom. It's the bottom of the hour on Saturday. And you know what that means.
I'm not going to sing.
You are.
Yes, you are.
Let me get a little water here. Yes, people, we really do this.
Oh, 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 it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic. You know,
Magic Mike.
Never believe it's not so.
Listen to
yes.
that. Yes,
we're
that.
We are taking that on the road
in unison. The crowd goes
magic. Standing ovation. Standing ovations everywhere.
How about that?
We're gonna have to.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, Magic Mike.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here with Zarda.
Really strange to look across the table and see you actually.
You have to see my ugly mug. Yes.
No. That's not what I said. Roll Tide.
But yes, I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad that you guys are here live in the studio today. And happy Veterans Day to everybody out there in Duval Ford Land. I know didn't get here to the show to this point, but
we recognize
appreciate
you.
Our focus. Thank
for
you
for your service.
And yes, pride for the United States Marine Corps. Semper Fi. But big news with Veterans Day. Thank you to all the veterans out there in Duval Ford Land. The big news, which we announced last week, is every once in a while we get to recognize all veterans, period. A lot of the manufacturers only allow benefits to 20-year retired veterans or current active duty members. But if you're currently active duty, thank you to all those who have served in the past. There are no requirements. We appreciate your service. Come and take advantage of the $1,000 in savings to all our veterans out there and during the holiday period. Also, the first responders, that program's continued. Some of the folks called in. I forgot to mention that last week. You receive another $500. Thank you to all our police officers, paramedics, firefighters, all of our first responders out there. The other big news, I know it's been a while since the storm's passed, and a lot of us have recovered and handled things at home, but the good news with Duval Ford and Ford Motor Company, the disaster relief program has been extended through November 30th. So if your vehicle was impacted by the storm, doesn't matter if a limb fell on it or you got totally crushed or washed out, just bring in a copy of your insurance claim. You get the exact same price as a Ford Motor Company employee and get to save thousands with the rebates. And Duval Ford, we're the only dealer offering to reimburse you for your deductible up to $1,000. So that gives you only that program and savings here. The big news, too, Ford's year-end sales event has just started. And with the year-end sales event, you've got 0%, and we talk about it on the show when it does happen, 0% for 72 months on every vehicle line. Every week I try to give you the specials on maybe one or two vehicles that have 0% for an extended period of time. But right now, all vehicles, the new 2017 Ford Focus, the Ford Fusions, the new Mustangs, if you haven't seen them, come in and test drive the new Mustangs. It'll put you back in your seat. The Ford Edge, Ford Flex, Expeditions, all your SUVs, and your 2017 F-150s, 0%, 72 months, plus $1,000. So you've got payments.
Plus $1,000.
Plus $1,000.
And what if you're a veteran?
You got to use your other $1,000.
That's $2,000.
Active duty and veteran, yes.
That's $2,000. Well, what model? 0%.
0% on every new vehicle line. We've got everything in stock that 0%.
How about this Model T?
We do have. We are sitting next to a Model T in the showroom. You know, you would not have 0% on that. And come check out the heavy metal editions. We just had the 2018s, the F-150s and 250s arrive. And we're not sitting too far from a 2018 F-250
Mike,
heavy metal edition. Yes,
sir. I was sitting here before the show started, and somebody was standing by the car and turned around and asked me, this Model A, built in 1929, asked me if it had Bluetooth.
No, you're lying.
I told him yes.
Ford Pass.
Some blue hairs. No, Bluetooth, yes. Payment-wise, what that equates to everybody out there is you've got payments on your new cars starting in the $179 to $199 a month range, which is fantastic. Your trucks and SUVs with approved credit taking advantage of these incentives put you in the $259 to $299 a month range. And I can never say enough about our pre-owned inventory. We try to dominate the land in having the best selection and lowest prices in pre-owned inventory. And right now we have got a great selection. Folks looking for cars in the $7,000 to $10,000 range, you need a low payment. And we've got Camrys, Scions, Infinities, a beautiful Hyundai Sonata we just got in. A lot of folks call about the Chrysler 200s, Nissan Altimas, the Ford Fusions. So if you haven't been by the dealership lately, come by Cassett Avenue, 1616 Cassett Avenue, and check out our great pre-owned selection on our new lot. And our certified pre-owned program. You can get a low mileage pre-owned vehicle, a low payment, and still have a warranty that's going to cover you for 7 years, 100,000 miles.
I want to talk about something.
Yes.
This lot out here is probably the best car lot I've seen ever. If you want to look at a selection, it's all right there in front of the store. You can turn it in, you can park your car, and you can peruse the inventory, and it goes on and on.
There's over, it will has the capacity for over 500 vehicles. I think it's like 526 spaces.
Normal parking.
Well, I'm up there. 23 years I've been in the business, and you're right. What did you say, 5.5 acres, Wizard?
Yes.
So, to your point.
If you want to get a good look at a selection, it's a lot more expansive than even Bozard.
How many square feet is that?
It's a lot of squares. A lot of squares on black asphalt. A lot of feet on the black asphalt.
I can tell you, that's a lot of stepping off land out there when you're looking for a car for someone.
And yes.
If you forget the keys, it's the kiss of death.
And the nice thing, thank you to all our porters and folks that do the work every day, but the selection, you've got it all sorted by your pre-owned selection, your trucks, cars, so you got to check it out. Everything comes together on the beautiful lot out there. Other than that, I think that covers all the programs. Check us out on duwellford.com. You can get pre-approved in just a couple minutes.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
Just one click. Go to the finance tab. It'll say apply online. Put in your info, and you're done. And like I said, come by today. Take advantage of the veteran specials and all the specials available to our Duval Ford customers and our first-time buyers. Another thing we don't talk about a lot, if you're looking for your first car, setting up your first auto loan, same thing. Within 10 to 15 minutes.
A college grad. Now that we're approaching December, there'll be a lot of college grads in the market. So there is incentives.
There.
You get automatically approved. How about that?
Get your auto approved. Get into your first auto loan, and we'll keep you as a great customer for life.
I want to reiterate about the howling coyote that we talked about last week. Did you hear any more about that after I? Because you hadn't heard about it. So that doesn't happen very often that I know something you don't
true.
Know.
But I did relate. Did you know, like I said, they did have a Coyote F-150 in the 1990s, the A.J. Foyt Special Edition. So it was a stick shift inline six with a A.J. Foyt badge on the dash.
You know,
but nothing compared to what you're saying.
I feel like we have to be quieter in the showroom, like it's a library.
No, not at all. Anyhow, the Howling Coyote, Ford Mustang F-150 are getting a 700-horsepower supercharger. For 2018.
Not nearly enough.
Talked about it last week, but I'm going to talk about it again. Ford Performance and Roush announced at SEMA that they have developed a supercharger kit for the 5.0-liter Coyote V8 engine in the 18 Mustang and F-150. For the Mustang, the setup is rated at 700 peak horsepower and 610 pound-feet of torque. That's a boost of 240 horsepower over a stock Mustang GT and an additional 190 pound-feet of torque. It's far above even the Shelby ratings also. For the pickup, it's 640 horsepower and 600 pound-feet of torque, a boost of 245 horsepower and 200 pound-feet over stock. The blower is designed to work with a 5-liter V8's new port and direct injection fuel system. The kit comes with everything needed for installation, including custom performance calibration, carries a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty when installed by big number one Duval Ford or an authorized technician. Better yet, it does void the vehicle warranty. So
with all that said, what would it feel like when you drive it, I wonder?
Scary.
With all those horses.
That's a lot of horses.
It's a lot of horses, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the vehicle in person. And with that, I'm going to head back to work. I do want to give a shout-out to Brigham Young, BYU, Go Cougars, Roll Tide.
How about that?
Tide's having a great year.
Did you watch him last night?
I didn't see the end.
Freshman quarterback?
Did BYU beat UNLV?
I don't know.
I hope they did.
It was we'll over too point. Late.
It was too late. I had to be here early. And shout-out to the Gators. Also, great job, Jags. Jags are doing great this year. So
now Florida State plays Clemson today, isn't that right?
Big game for the Noel fans. And Bulldog fans. We've had a lot of nice, great Bulldog customers.
Bulldogs
so
and Tigers.
I cannot discriminate against the Bulldogs. They're having a great year.
You know, we have a lot of famous sports players right here on staff. Hunter Scantling, pro baseball player. Warren Hart played for the 94 FSU National Championship team. It was 93.
Yeah. Zach Gordon's got a baseball in his office. It was his first pro pitch. He kept the baseball, so I guess.
Zach played at JU?
Yep.
A lot of great members of the sales team.
Our two FSU guys were talking about how big this game is tonight, mainly because Clemson's bringing a lot of scouts with them.
Mm.
Be a lot of pro scouts, so it'll be interesting to see how everybody steps up.
Be good.
Maybe hits a little harder, covers a little better, runs a little faster, throws a little more accurately. It's been
try harder.
You know, my high school lost last night, and my college isn't having a very good year, but Jaguars are doing great. So
they're doing great. I tried to walk on a BYU as linebacker, and
tried to walk on a BYU linebacker?
Well, no, just walk on as a linebacker. That's a technical sports term, sir.
You tried.
I tried to walk on because I played linebacker. I did make him for a day, and then coach said, thank you, appreciate you coming by and
auditioning.
So maybe I can get a picture. Can I get a picture in a uniform?
I'm looking at Terrence Lundy. Terrence Lundy was a Florida A&M great.
A&M great Terrence Lundy will be signing autographs today.
Terrence
until
was the
7
only
p.m.
Terrence was the only the student that went both ways, and I don't mean on the he played in the band too, so he had to get out of uniform at the halftime and get in a band uniform to march. Can you imagine that?
And then get his
what instrument
back
did you play,
on.
Terrence?
Trombone, fellow trombonist. I played the trombone as well.
All right, everybody, you're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. We're going to take a little break, come back and close it out.
Special teams are a part of making a team special. Listen for the Special Teams Player of the Week. Brought to you by Superior Fence and Rail, where quality matters. On 1010XL 92.5 FM.
The all-new Duval Ford is now open. Same address, 1616 Cassett Avenue, just a lot bigger and better. We designed it just for you with over 83,000 square feet of air-conditioned comfort and over 5.5 acres of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs out front. That's over 700 vehicles to choose from. The all-new, brand-new, big number one Duval Ford. Bigger, better, and here for you. What are you waiting for? DuvalFord.com.
Rick Ballew for the Blue Crab Crabhouse. You know, folks, it's not only about the seafood, which is the best in Jacksonville. How about pasta, chicken, burgers as well, oysters by the tray, or steamed on the half shell? Out of this world, of course, the best place to go for crabs, the Blue Crab Crabhouse. Sausage and shrimp gumbo, unlike anything you'll find anywhere else in town. It is the Blue Crab Crabhouse, open at 4:30 daily, except for Monday. Julington Creek Road, the Blue Crab Crabhouse, 260 Crab.
For years, you've been thinking about LASIK. You've been talking about LASIK. And now, there's never been a better time to do something about LASIK. Right now, LASIK Plus is offering LASIK starting at just $250 per eye.
If you're nearsighted, farsighted, or have an astigmatism, LASIK Plus, America's most recommended LASIK provider, can help fix your vision for only $250, our best price ever. So get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses and enjoy the newfound freedom of LASIK from LASIK Plus. Call 844-261-2020 today and schedule your LASIK vision exam. Dr. Therese Albin has performed over 29,000 procedures and is one of Florida's most experienced LASIK surgeons. So take advantage of this amazing $250 price today. Call 844-261-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
The Drill. Mornings on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Global Diamond's biggest sale all year is coming. Mark your calendar, not this weekend, but next weekend. You'll save an extra 20% and more on virtually everything. Rings, earrings, pendants, bands, bracelets, colored gemstones. And listen, the selection is like double. Entire designer lines being flown in for this. Each piece will be on sale. Don't miss this truly extraordinary free holiday buying opportunity. Best values of the year. Special financing too, not this weekend, but next weekend. Only at Global Diamonds at the Markets at Town Center.
1010XL 92.5 FM is your live and local station for complete Jacksonville Jaguars coverage. Next up in the season, the Jaguars take on the Los Angeles Chargers Sunday, November 12th. Kickoff is at 1 p.m., where Frank Frangi, Tony Vaselli, and Jeff Lagerman have all the play-by-play covered. Brought to you in part by GEICO. At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the local GEICO office nearest you. We've come a long way since the caveman. Think about it. They did lay the foundation for all mankind, but there's no way a caveman had the skill to throw a perfect back shoulder fade. GEICO may not date back to the caveman, but they have been providing great savings and service on car insurance for over 75 years. GEICO also provides 24/7 access to licensed agents, complete with 97% customer satisfaction. So after the game, get a quote at geico.com and see how much you could save. It's way easier than throwing a back shoulder fade. GEICO, so easy a caveman can do it.
Calling all Georgia Bulldogs.
It's Mary Jane
and Anya from Culhane's Irish Pub in Atlantic Beach. Hunker down every Saturday to watch your Georgia Bulldogs while enjoying authentic Irish cuisine and pints from the Emerald Isle.
With 24 beers on tap and dog specials all Saturday long, it's your Bulldog home at the beaches this fall. Visit CulhanesIrishPub.com. Irish sass with five-star class.
Go Dogs!
Frank Frangi and Jeff Prosser are 1010XL tonight. Mondays at 7:30, following the Mark Brunell Show on CW17. News, opinion, debate, and special guests. 1010XL tonight, brought to you by Zaxby's. This is the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live at Big Number 1 Duval Ford, 1616 Cassett Avenue, getting ready to close out the show.
And we're making deals. Don't you make any mistake about that. Hey, let me tell you a story this morning. I leave the house, and, you know, in San Marco, they have those runs all the time on San Marco Boulevard, the runs, the bikes. You know how the activities are always going on, and it'll stop traffic. So I pull out of my driveway, and I go to the stop sign, and a cop on a motorcycle says, "Stop and get behind that car." And I'm like, what is going on? And all of a sudden there's like hundreds and hundreds of people running. So obviously it's a run for Veterans Day, a 5K or whatever. But they had the digital displays of the time and the whole nine yards. There's people running with the kids and the young kids and everybody. So right. It was some big event.
Get on your iPad there and see what time there's a Veterans Day parade downtown.
Yes.
I think. I know next week we're going to have a Mustang Club here at Big Number 1 Duval 4. We'll have 20 Mustangs on display.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So make sure
if you love Mustangs.
Come out and see us next week.
And we'll have some for sale.
Got a few for sale.
Imagine that.
On our 5.5 acres. Plus, we got another. This place is incredibly huge. This is like 22 acres. This is like Automobile City. You know, the two dealerships on either side of us, one of which is a large domestic dealership, stop, and we keep going another half a mile or so. So lots and lots and lots of cars and trucks to look at. Let me tell you a little about next week's show. Duval Motor Company, our parent company, is the oldest and an original sponsor of the Women's Board, Wolfson's Children's Hospital. They do several major events a year. Their Florida Forum just brought in Tom Brokaw to talk last week. I'm really sorry that I had to miss that. I had tickets to it, but it was a great event. And they've got two more coming up. And in the first week of December, they have the Art and Antique Show and the biggest social event of the season. That's a four-day event, but it's Wilson's Children's Hospital. I got a tour of the place last week. We were talking to the several members of the women's board.
They do great work.
And it is an incredible place. And the dedication of this 400-woman organization is astounding. Started back in 1973 with came out of a tragedy, and they have grown from 41 original members, of which our owner's grandmother was one of those, and their mother was a president of this organization. But next week, we're going to have all of the event chairs from the women's board on the show. And we had Roxanne Andrade, who is the...
Now, how many are there?
There's five.
Okay.
There are, I believe, two chairs for the...
So you're kicking me off the show next week because there's not enough headsets.
Well, we won't be here, so you're going to be off the show anyhow. Unfortunately, Too Tall has been so busy with the Ford store here that we've had to miss him for
indeed
most of our
I
shows
have.
In 2017 and half of 2016. You're just a busy little boy.
But I appreciate the opening music with my name still. It makes me famous. And autograph signings are going on today until 7 o'clock.
Actually, folks, except for tomorrow, he'll be here all week. So just...
That's exactly right. So we'll sign autographs then as well.
There you go. So yeah, tune in next week. It's really listening to these ladies talk is fascinating, and the fact that what they do is I wouldn't say under acknowledged, but what Wolfson Children's Hospital has grown into.
The construction
because
out
of
there
the
is
support
crazy.
Of these women is astounding. I'm interested to hear their story. I did a lot of research before we had Roxanne on the show, and the evolution of this effort is this philanthropy has been very, very interesting.
And what relevance does this have? We do our show because we like to broadcast the personality, and we like to tell people we're more than a car store. We're involved in the community, and you're talking about it. So next week, that'll be a great setup.
We may be interviewing some even more famous people.
And then what do we have
future.
Now? Next week will be, or you're not broadcasting day after or Thanksgiving weekend?
We are broadcasting.
Okay.
Yes.
So
just,
next
as
weekend,
I said, all fresh content.
Next weekend, you have to mention something about Turkey Day. I'm just saying. We need some of that mumbo jumbo wizardry.
Maybe we'll talk about Black Friday.
There you go. Black Friday at Duval Ford.
There you go.
Deals
all right, everybody.
Upon deals.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week, same time, same station.
I feel like I got to be quiet in the showroom.
It does feel that way. We're going into a real heartbreak here, so.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Veterans Day. Drive safe out there. We'll see you next week.
Go Jags.